Dynamo have come back into contention after the two leading teams, Chicken Inn and FC Platinum, started to draws in midweek matches. Dynamos are now only 2 points behind second place FC Platinum and 4 points behind overall leaders Chicken Inn. Should they win their game against Chapung over the weekend and FC Platinum lose, Dynamos will move into second position. Dynamo supporter Tishaona Mukere says it is not over until it is over.
No, I don't doubt Dynamos. We can just draw points near the touchline, but we can win in the length of the hour.
However, soccer analyst Farai Manunure thinks this weekend's games will decide who will take the league title and who will be relegated to Division 1.
The games are quite very interesting and very tricky in the sense that the teams do not want to miss. Some are fighting for relegation, some are actually fighting in the top four, and with three teams are being part of the title race.
The games lined up for the weekend are as follows. FC Platinum versus the Green Machine of Capes United at Mandava. Dynamos are at home to Chapungu. Harare City play leaders Chicken Inn. ZPC Caribas Katuruturu are at home to Wange. Haumain play relegated Longoso Mills. Wawa, also relegated, are at home to Flame Lily. Triangle play host to Buffaloes. Manunure thinks the Dynamos era is over and says the title will go to the Gamecocks of the Chicken Inn.
I'm peeping Chicken Inn need to become very strong, because already what they only need is to win their only match against the Harare City, and I can see them doing so.
The Premier Soccer League have divided their fixtures to make sure that they are concluded before December 5, when the Castle Soccer Star of the Year selection is to be held. Ironically, it is the same day when the Zipa presidential elections are to be staged. Harare businessman Philip Chiangwa is up against South Africa-based businessman Trevor Kelsey-Ju, as well as Leslie Gwindi and 1984 Soccer Star of the Year James Takavada. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.